The new head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says messages of freedom, tolerance and democracy are crucial for former communist countries. The official is Bulgarian Foreign Minister Solomon Passy, who is a former dissident. Mr. Passy told reporters the OSCE represented a beacon of hope for his generation living behind the Iron Curtain. He says that today people in countries like Turkmenistan still need that type of beacon. The former Soviet Central Asian republics of Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan remain largely cut off from the outside world and are frequently criticized by the OSCE and other organizations for human rights violations. OSCE officials say harassment of journalists, torture and censorship are common in those countries. Some OSCE officials want to expel Turkmenistan, which they see as the biggest culprit. But Mr. Passy, who will chair the 55-member organization for the coming year, said the international community must not abandon the people there.
Well, I believe that whatever piece of information we can convey to Turkmenistan and to any other country will be of help. Freedom and democracy need, first of all, information, and that's why the information is a crucial element in our policies.
Mr. Passy went on to cite his own experience as an opposition activist during the Cold War, when he said information from foreign sources was crucial.
Isolation is counterproductive. We need dialogue, which, however, to be dialogue with the people. I remember from my youth how important was the messages coming from Radio Free Europe, from the Voice of America, from the BBC and from Deutsche Welle.
Mr. Passy said for this reason, education will be one of his main priorities as OSCE chief. He said education is important for the establishment of democratic institutions and to promote tolerance and create successful market economies. With that in mind, Mr. Passy said the OSCE will hold a special conference in Berlin this year on anti-Semitism, which is growing in Europe. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.